Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours,
or Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Okay, Joey pals, good morning. Welcome to, let's see, Wednesday, January 26th. January's almost over, the Joey English Show. Now let's go over where you should be and when. If you're up early at 5 o'clock, on KWXY, the legendary KWXY. You can hear my show. I call myself the opening act for Dan McGrath in the morning. And I also tell you that I'm charging him a lot to do that. Ha ha. So from 5 to 6, you listen to us on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Then from 6 to 9, isn't it the best music, Nigel? I tell you, it is the best music. We know all the words. And at 9 o'clock, you'll be through with all your housework. You've been dancing around the house. But don't go back to bed. Change your dial to 920 AM. That's KKGX Radio, where I started 920 AM 26 years ago. And 99.1 FM, and you can hear our show again. So that means we're on four different stations, four different hours. It's just so you're listening somewhere, right? And then after all that, of course, I forget to keep mentioning, Nigel puts everything up on my website, and you can listen to us again. And a hush falls over the crowd. Okay, here comes the Joey English Daily Datebook.
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Lifestream, the blood bank people. They're asking people to save, you're going to think this is interesting, their facial and head hair. And I'm assuming that's mostly the guys. Because they have a shave goal. And it's a week period to meet the shave goal by March the 1st. This is for charity. So Nigel, if you shave your beard, you get in touch with lstream.org and ask them what to do with it. Because I can't imagine. We women are not going to shave our heads or our beards. But isn't that interesting? That's their way of raising money. Somebody find out and let me know. lstream.org. DAP Health rolls out the Harm Reduction Program to provide care for people living with addictions. Now, check it all out online, daphealth.org. And the Living Desert says, here's a good idea for Valentine's Day. Adopt an animal for your sweetheart. Your Valentine will be posted outside the animal's habitat on February 14th. You should adopt an animal for the baby that's coming. Little Nigel, when's he coming? May 30th. So adopt a cute animal, not a funky animal. Details at livingdesert.org. Okay, look who's in the house. From Eisenhower Health, we say hello to Lee Rice to introduce our special guest. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you looking forward to Valentine's Day? Of course you are.
I am. I love it, but every day is Valentine's Day.
Oh, listen to her brag. She's married to the world's most handsome husband or something like that. Red Books.
Yes.
Most handsome husband.
Hottest husband.
Hottest. Oh, silly me.
2014.
Do over. She's married to Red Books' hottest husband. Is he still?
Yes.
Men age so...
It's not fair.
It's not right.
No. Nope.
It's not fair.
Yeah. He's super sweet, too.
He is very sweet.
Is he? Oh, yeah. Dear, I'm leaving. Okay. Who'd you bring to participate in all this joy with us?
Someone who is in just... one of those people that whenever I listen to her, I just learn so much from.
She's been here before.
Yes, she has, and has so much more to share. This is Stephanie Farrell, who is the Director of Research Administration for Eisenhower Health. And so she's here today to talk to everyone about what's going on in the world of research, because people don't understand what we have going on and just how many clinical trials there are. And maybe start by... clinical trials, giving people an idea of what that means for patients.
Sure. Yeah.
Is this just about COVID or is this about across the board, Stephanie?
It's everything.
Okay.
Literally everything. So think about this. Every single medication that's available today, so whether it's a chemotherapy for cancer, whether it's, something to put on your face to make you look younger, whether it's... a device implant, like if you need a new hip and they put a new hip in you or a new shoulder, or even a breast implant. Everything that goes into our bodies has gone through a clinical trial with the FDA. And that's to make sure that what they're giving us is safe and effective. So Nothing we take, you know, think about your medicine cabinet, anything you get from your pharmacist, if you have any kind of implants in your body, all of those have gone through an exhaustive clinical trials process to show that they're safe and effective.
I have 5 titanium plates and 14 screws. Oh, so God. When you say Joey has a screw loose.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. But even those went through clinical trials.
Right, because they got to make sure, you know, that the metal that those screws are
They're
made
titanium,
out of.
Aren't they?
Yeah, that yes. are that's safe and effective to put that in someone's head.
Wow.
Exactly.
Because so, I don't ever set up the alarm. I don't set that off, nothing. So right. They must be okay.
They're okay.
How about things that go in your teeth, like fillings, and all of those things have to be...
They're all FDA regulated,
wow.
and they go through clinical trials to make sure they're safe, right? Because
I
if we were just,
of that.
yeah, I know.
Interesting.
People, you know, they don't think that they're part of clinical trials every day, but if you're one of those people that has a prescription and you take medications, or if you have a new knee or a new hip or anything, that little product, that pill, that infusion, that device, whatever it is that you're taking or it's in you, has gone through the clinical trials process.
Now, paint the picture a little bit for us, dear Stephanie Farrell. Do they go through clinical trials in people or in animals or in laboratories, or how does all that happen?
So it starts out, especially when you're looking at drugs, it starts out in the lab where they test that little compound to see if it does something that it should, and then they test it in animals, and then it moves on to people.
I was watching Cleopatra again. You know, they're doing those big epics on Turner Classic Movies, and they have the poison that Romans are critical of the Egyptians for taking. They say, here, test it on the badly wounded.
Right. Oh, God.
We don't do that at all.
Yeah.
But isn't that funny? I mean, that's the first kind of a clinical trial.
It is.
They took the poisons from the Egyptians and tested them on the badly wounded that weren't going to make it. Soldiers in the Roman army. So nothing new under the sun.
And we typically test healthy volunteers first.
Yes, you're so right.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point.
Because we want to make sure, so how much of the medication can we give them? How do we best give it to them? Is it a pill? Is it an injection? Is it an infusion? And so you test it in healthy people first and kind of you monitor them very closely.
And they volunteer for that, don't they?
Yes, they know ahead of time. They have to consent to participating and volunteer. So everybody knows what they're getting into when they sign up for a clinical trial. You know, it's a very transparent process. They get a description of what's going to happen and what the potential risks are. And
are
what
some
the
of
benefits.
Them placebos?
Sure. So you can have
work?
A placebo, but here's kind of a, you know, this is a myth. Well, I don't want to be in a clinical trial because I don't want to get a placebo.
Oh.
So, you know, people have said that. But as a patient, if there is an approved treatment for your disease or condition, it would not be ethical to give you a placebo, and it would never be allowed. That clinical trial would never be approved to run.
Have you been following, either one of you, the news that says there's now a drug for breast cancer that puts the cancer cells to sleep, for lack of a better term? It's in clinical trials right now.
Well,
isn't that true or false?
The field of oncology, it has, in the last decade, and especially in the last few years, the immunotherapies and the targeted therapies that are being developed to treat cancer, including breast cancer, it's just off the charts. You know, it was kind of just went along with chemotherapy treating cancer. And in the last few years, there's all of these novel new therapies that target the cells. So, you know, chemotherapy, you're just kind of killing everything, right? You kill the cancer cells,
radiation,
you kill some of your good cells. So it kind of takes the good with the bad. These new targeted therapies, and potentially what you've read about, they target that tumor at a molecular and cellular level. So it's amazing.
Hard
it really is amazing.
So tell us about, I guess I want people to know, How many clinical trials are there at Eisenhower? Because it's not only cancer.
No.
We have lots.
And they do go on right here in our town, huh?
Sure, they do.
Okay, tell us.
They do. And here's the benefit, I think, of having clinical trials in our town. On some of these medications, on some of the devices that are being used to treat people, they wouldn't otherwise be available. Right. You know, the people in our community would have to drive hours to get access to these novel treatments. And by doing clinical trials and partnering with the National Cancer Institute and other people, you can actually bring those treatments to patients right here. So when they're sick and they have a cardiac condition that's limiting them or something wrong with their lungs, they're not having to travel hours and hours away to get access.
See, now, I pictured, I'm so glad you brought that up, Lee Rice. Thank God she's here. The clinical trials were done, you know, in some New York or Washington, D.C., but we have them right here at Eisenhower.
We do, and we, you know, you think about those big academic centers,
yes.
And we do partner most of the
Stanford,
trials.
Stanford, UCLA,
yes.
Berkeley, all the...
Yep. UCSD. So we're partnering with people all over the country.
Gosh.
And so the same trial that we have here at Eisenhower, they're running at MD Anderson or at the biggest
Texas.
And best, yeah, at the biggest and best centers in the country, we're running those same trials here. Yeah.
So then everybody kind of does a conference call or a Zoom call.
Right, lots of Zooming.
I bet. Days. That's one thing that COVID, we will keep after we finally turn that page. We'll keep the communication we developed with Zoom,
right.
I think so. People compare their results.
You know, all the physicians and the clinical trial nurses and the clinical research coordinators, they're called multi-center studies.
Multi-center
studies.
Studies.
So you have these studies that we're all following the same protocol and treating patients the same exact way because we've got to compare apples to apples to make sure everything's working. But you're partnering with experts all over the country at many different medical centers.
See, that's how we got the vaccine so fast. Everybody working together.
Right.
Warp speed. I love knowing that. Tell me this. After your name, Stephanie Farrell, what's MBA?
Oh, that's a master's in business administration.
I knew that one. RN, I think I know. CCRC.
So I'm a certified clinical research coordinator.
CPHQ.
I'm also a certified professional in healthcare quality.
My goodness. So. All on one business card.
It's a little bit of an alphabet soup.
It is.
It means I'm very good at test taking.
No, it means you're really knowledgeable and you're very educated. Where did you go to school?
I went right here. Believe it or not, I came down from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Me too.
At 17, 18, right after high school, and I started going to school at College of the Desert. My relatives
Bless
had a condo
heart.
Here.
And I know they have a good nursing program.
Oh, they have a great nursing program.
Yes.
And I actually went to Cal State San Bernardino for my undergraduate degree in business and then my master's degree in business. And then that was like 25 years ago, 30 years ago, long time ago.
Yeah.
And then just about 7 years ago, I decided to go to nursing school and went to Cal State San Bernardino Palm Desert campus. So shout out to all our great opportunities.
I had my first two babies that are 56 and 54 at Stanford.
Oh.
And my family lived in Menlo Park. Where were you?
Well, I was in Danville. I was in the
East Bay,
but my aunt teaches at Stanford, just retired last year.
Small world.
It is a small
we love
world.
Them. Yeah. Golly, do you have children?
I do.
How many?
Two, 17 and 15 at Palm Desert High.
So gosh.
Having fun with teenagers.
How many stepchildren do you have? I always forget.
I have four and then two grandchildren.
I'm not doing another level. I have all I can do to add. My youngest grandson was 18 on the 20th.
Wow.
That's the youngest grandchild.
That's amazing.
How can that be? Isn't Where that about my
go?
Age?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Teehee. Well, Stephanie, I love what you know. Director of Research Administration. Director of Research Administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your volunteers?
So a lot of them hear about the studies from their physicians.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And how many clinical trials do we have?
Right now, we have about 75 active trials. Yeah. Pulmonology, cardiology, orthopedics, oncology, neurology.
Glad to hear that.
And it just, you know, we're always bringing up
right
new specialties.
At Eisenhower, right? Yes. At our own hospital.
Yes.
You know, we've all been so focused on COVID. Thank you, Lee, because we need 75 clinical trials in all those other disciplines.
And there's COVID trials, there's HIV trials, infectious disease trials. There's a little bit of everything.
I feel obligated to get something just to...
Well, maybe not. You know, our next thing is going to be, you know, healthy living into the, you know, twilight.
Yes.
Is that
they
would be exciting.
Because I'm 76. I remember there was a study that said if you live to be 50 in this time, mm-hmm. in pretty good health, you'll make it to 100 in pretty good health.
And somebody mentioned to me years ago, they said the body you have in your 20s is the body you were born with. The body you have in your 50s and on is the body you deserve.
Oh, I like that better. The body you have in your 20s is the body you were born with. I'm writing this down. The body you have in the 50s is the body you deserve.
You've earned it.
Yes.
One way or the other.
Whatever
that is. Yeah. To be determined. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Wasn't this wonderful?
Yes, pleasure.
Good stuff, huh, Nigel? Okay, we have a commercial break, and then we have a Joey English mystery song, and by then we will have seated Nona Watson from the Palm Springs Chamber. She'll help me, but we're doing it differently. All the songs this week are from Elton John, so that helps a little bit. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.